Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. We are live from Smyrna, Georgia, and broadcasting around the world via the internet. And I'm really excited to share today two friends of mine from Purple Sprout, and they're in Wheeling, Illinois, or actually I think you just moved to Buffalo Grove. I'll let you correct that when you get on board. Like me, really just had a major lifestyle change and to the next level to educate the community. Today we're going to talk about mineral deficiencies and the solutions are that. So I'm excited to bring Dr. Nature and Irina. How are you this morning?
Hello.
Good morning. Very good.
Doing well. How about you?
We are doing good over here. It's warmer here than it is.
Happy to join you all.
What?
Happy to join you all.
Yay. Early we're happy to have you. Happy to have you. And so if anybody's watching the show, you know, please feel free to call in if you have questions. The phone number to call in to is, it's coming on the screen here, 515-605-9325. If you want to ask questions during this show, just press 1 to speak, and, you know, I'll see your hand go up, and we'll bring you onto the show, and you can ask questions. So how are you guys this morning?
Beautiful. Thank you.
We're doing great. Thank you.
You know, tell us a story about how you learned or chose to adopt this lifestyle of, you know, mm-hmm. conscious eating.
Sure. So it all started about 14, 15 years ago. We were living just like everybody else. Had a lot of health issues, which we chose to condone at the time and just not pay attention to the symptoms at the time. But when I had a series of miscarriages, that kind of started to ring the bell. And especially after our firstborn, which, you know, finally happened, I was hit with a postpartum depression. And it was very, very significant. I had panic attacks. I was having a lot of mental issues, and my body just started to disintegrate physically. So I had a whole host of issues, starting with, like I mentioned, the panic attacks, to stomach ulcers and ovarian cysts, and many, many, many other issues. I had many moles afraid it was cancer. So even, you know, before the age of 30, I wished to be 86, which would mean that I had lived my life, because I was so scared of living on a daily basis. I was scared that I was getting sick. So, and then...
you into fight or flight, right?
Well, I'm sorry?
When you're scared of getting sick, right, your body, your system is in fight or flight 24-7.
Yes,
and that's
absolutely
not the way that the body heals itself. And I just want to point that out, because people may think that that's normal, but it's not.
Absolutely, yes. So I remember waking up in the middle of the night, shaking, short of breath. I would run outside because I would be choking. So that continued for a while, and then we were introduced to macrobiotics, which is eating locally, pretty much animal products except for a little bit of fish if necessary, and eating whole foods, plant-based, like I said, for the most part, and organic. So that started bringing me back to life. This is when my husband started to join me, and so we started eating that way, and we just saw such an improvement. He, for example, brought his cholesterol back to normal within 2 weeks, and I'm sorry?
Brazil nuts, maybe? Or
Brazil nuts? I don't remember eating Brazil nuts. But
well, you know, Brazil nuts actually drop your cholesterol levels by 20 points, like, just by eating 4.
Okay, that's good to know, yes. Uh-huh. So I just remember eating buckwheat and brown rice and a lot of vegetables, including vegetables in the because we started meditating. That's when I was pregnant with our second son. And the second pregnancy was absolutely different, completely different, so much lighter, so much easier, so much more joyful. And the second baby was born, it was a natural birth. So with the first one, I had an assisted birth, and it lasted 13 hours. The second one came within 4 hours, and it was just, and the healing period, most importantly, was so much shorter because of the way I had been eating for a few years. So, yes, and then at the time, my husband was in the medical field, and I was in the corporate world.
And may join here, and just, you know, because the farther we go, the less I will have to add to, you know, how it happened.
We've got in 2 hours, Dolly. Don't you worry about a thing.
Right.
It's my favorite story to tell, yes.
And
well, I mean, it's a good story. And,
you know, but a few things here probably wouldn't hurt. So how it all started, and if I may, you know, because the time that she mentioned, I was in the medical field, I was a nurse. And I'm by education, I'm a physician's assistant too. And back then that I saw that she was suffering through like challenges, and I couldn't do much of anything because, well, I was in the medical field, and most that at the time that I could do is suggest that we should go to the doctor, which I did, and we started going to the doctors. And doctors, you know, like short after we started, we found that, you know, it was like a waste of time. We could not get out of the situation, taking more and more medications because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, at one point, I was taking
different
at 19. It didn't look like, you know, one of my patients were actually having medications instead of. I did feel guilty about, you know, having to make him do that. But then, you know, the situation with my wife, I really needed to start looking at something, you know, extraordinary, something else that then, not much that I was finding myself to be learning about nutrition, about, you know, other alternative means. Now that I understand them, I wouldn't call them alternative. I would actually call the Western medicine alternative. We are the traditional, the natural oriental medicine.
I was saying to my husband that I'd love to see a day where we just call food food, right? Like, and the other stuff is just, I don't know. There's not conventional,
Well,
there's not organic, there's just food, and then there's crap, right?
Exactly. Just like the medicine. Oriental medicine is the one that was traditional. It is the root of the medicine. This is the tradition of medicine. Was like up to 200 years ago even. It was traditional medicine, you know, based on natural medicine. And all of a sudden, we're calling Western medicine, I mean, the medicine that is prevailing right now, we're calling traditional, which is based on the pharmaceuticals, which is actually wrong way to look at things. We are traditional, and this, you know, modern medicine is the alternative medicine.
Thank you for that distinction, because, I mean, and I know you guys know this, but the rest of the listening audience may need to catch up, okay? Just saying.
Yeah, of course. So
people don't understand that when you take a synthetic and you put it into your body, it gets stored in your fat cells, and then it turns into disease. It doesn't recognize the synthetic, people, and it gets stored in your fat cells, turns into disease. I'll repeat that 3 times if I need to. You know, like, it's crazy. And so there's no out of that unless you convert. And if you can't walk it off, you can't run it off, you can't weightlift it off, you can't play tennis and get rid of it that way either. You have to do a lifestyle change. Go ahead, guys. I just had to hear my rant.
Thank you. And then not much after I started looking for something else, I already found myself to be learning a lot and, you know, helping my wife in terms of, I was navigating her to doing certain alternative courses where they learn about dynamics, about exercises, yoga, about nutrition, breathing.
Breathing is huge. I was working with someone, a client yesterday, actually for last week, and turned out he had food sensitivities. And he was like getting super hot and, you know, heart palpitations. And I'm like, you just have to breathe. Get it through your nose, right? Into your brain. Talk about the importance of breathing, if you would.
Well, of course, yes. Breathing is the first energy that actually supports our living, because breathing is bringing the life force into our body. breathing is not just the gas exchange. Breathing is the energy wave that goes, you know, through from the outside, and first it travels through the brain, actually, because the nose pulls up the air into the frontal lobe first.
Yes.
So, and then inside the frontal lobe, there is like a final septum that separates the lobe, the cavity from the brain, and this is where actually the brain gets the life force, which is in Oriental medicine is recognized as the prana, which may not be recognized in Western medicine because it's not something that they can test or feel with their hands, you know, because otherwise they would not recognize it. But we know it's, you know, something that we don't feel doesn't mean that it's not there, of course. And then this wave actually travels to each and every cell in our body,
right,
energetically. I'm not talking about just the gas exchange, of course. And
I'm going to pause that for a moment. So it goes to every cell in your body, every organ, tissue, and cell. And you said energetically. And as an energy healer, when I'm trying to get people to breathe, I literally, you know, I go into people's energy fields and I can feel exactly what's going on. And when they've hit that point in their body, when they've calmed down the, you know, parasympathetic system, you can feel the flow in the body as a person because I can feel you. So I know, you know. So if you're listening to this and you're stressed out and you're sitting at your desk or you're driving to work, breathe, right? Just breathe through your nose. You will start to, you know.
Breath is very connected easy. To all. Just focus on the breathing. Just focus on
just
the breathing.
Like we understand breathing is the first and main. It's like the primordial energy. It's connected to parasympathetic and sympathetic system because it governs both. And this is how, if we master breathing, we can actually master our body entirely. And actually, but what's important is that the breathing inside of the green chakra turns into the prana current that pulls the chi into the channels. And those channels are called nadis. Nadis are very subtle channels. They travel along the entire body and get to each and every cell. This is where the prana needs to travel. This is like the blood vessels in parentheses, of course, for prana. So it's like blood vessels for the blood, so that our nadis to the prana. And actually they run along other channels like nerve channels that are secondary channels to the prana channels, and the blood vessels that are tertiary channels to the prana channels. So, and all of those channels, you know, like lymphatic channels, they're also like along the way. They're all channels, they're, you know, like connected, and they're basically running the same direction. So, but pranic channels, they're the primary channels. All channels have a chance to get clogged, and this is what happens with the pollution once people, and this is where the sickness arises, out of pollution. What pollution does, it clogs the channels. Starting from the blood channels, right? When we know when they get clogged, and you know, with like these are gross pollution, right? Or the gross channels. But there's, of course, there's like a subtle pollution of subtle channels. Also, the nerve channels can actually get damaged, and the pranic channels, they do get clogged and damaged too. And this is why pranic cannot travel to some places, difficult places in our body. And this is how the sickness actually begins at a slow rate, of course. But then the more pranic channels are damaged, the more chances that other channels will be damaged too. And this is how prana doesn't travel to certain parts of the body. And little by little, that part of the body becomes inactive and suffers in terms of, you know, like being tonified in terms of nutrition, in terms of blood circulation and everything. So
let me ask you this, Dr. Nature. So, you know, nadi is a new word to me, so I looked it up. and it says carries prana, life force energy, in the physical body, and there are channels that carry air, water, and nutrients, blood, and other bodily fluids. How does that relate, if at all, to meridians?
It's basically the same thing. Okay. It's basically the same thing. Meridians, you know, we may consider it very like transcendental form of prana into the nerve channels also, because this is the conduction of the impulses are very, very kind of close, because the nerve impulses, they would carry the transitional form of prana, which is like the chi or form chi, which is basically the electronic impulse, basically, right, based on electricity. And this is what prana does, because prana is the wave between the yin and yang, female and male energy force. This is where prana is born out of. So this is their work together. The female and male force are always at work. When they friction against each other, this is where the spark is born. This spark we call the chi. Chi is the light. It's basically the electrical spark. And chi is the light. This light between the work of the female and male energy force actually is love. It's love.
How beautiful is that?
Everything is out of love. So the chi is born out of love. Chi is the light, and it's carried along the channels. Actually, the chi is governing. This is the impulse from the mental realm into the physical realm that actually tells the body how to do what to do, right? And that's what chi is, and our nerve impulses are chi, and this is what is born in the sinus node inside the heart. This is how we know the electrical, self-electrical system of the heart. It felt sustainable. This is where the chi is born, and then it actually travels through the fibers inside the heart and recuperates and bears itself, basically. So the next beat of the heart depends on the previous beat of the heart, and this is how the chi is recoups and then ignites again in the sinus node. So we have the light each and every heartbeat inside our heart. Isn't it beautiful? And it's not just like energy. It's already scientifically proven, right?
We know. It's a frequency, right?
Right.
And the frequency of love, which I assume is also chi.
If we look at this frequency on a very tiny level, we'll see that spark there.
Well, right. And so, but the frequency... because, you know, I work with a lot of frequency healing. The frequency of love is 528. And when you tie all that back to nature and bees who make our food, right, who are responsible for pollinating our food, when they are buzzing around, they buzz around at the frequency of love, or 528, which is chi.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So I just wanted to add, the practical application of what Dr. Nature just said is that just focusing on our breathing, we can heal so many different things. So just wanted to share a personal story. When I started doing yoga, and they taught us, which not a lot of places do, so a lot of yoga places are just focused on yoga as a physical exercise. So the place that I went to, which is... body and brain yoga. So they taught us how to breathe. And what surprised me the most is that I did not have muscle pain, even after a very tense workout. So this is, and now I'm teaching my kids those things because they're very much into sports.
You didn't have muscle pain after an intense workout?
Correct, yes. Because when you focus, when you do your stretching, and you focus on breathing in and out of the places where you're stretching. Mm-hmm. So what that does...
Oh, sending the signal to that area, right?
So, yes, energy goes where your mind goes, right?
It's
so
basically what attention.
Yes.
Attention is the focal point to drive the energy.
So, for example, if you're stretching this way, right? If you're stretching your side...
Let's do that.
And you... Yes, well, let's do that, yes. And just breathe in and out of this space. Just amaze it.
Yeah, so don't hold your breath, people, because that's what I used to do. Right? You be good like this, and you breathe in, and you hold. And you're like, that's painful, right? That doesn't work.
But trust me, if you just focus on it, you can even close your eyes and you can do this space, everything up, and you notice that you stretch further and further, and then it doesn't even hurt.
Can we bounce it back to the other side?
Let's do that. It's all about balance. And you can even gaze upwards, gaze up to the sky, and just breathe. And what that does when you are in a very uncomfortable for you position, but you are breathing continuously, don't hold your breath, that prepares you for different difficulties in life.
Right.
Like different stressful situations. Yeah, so your body is trained to breathe through those challenges.
Breathing is really a miracle. What so happens is that by the stress, our bodies are tensed, like on a, you know, on like parasympathetic level. So, and with the stress being tensed inside, people hardly notice that. And when they stretch, and this actually what prevents the flow of energy in that place, where there's tension. Tension prevents the prana travel into it. The circulation, the nerve conduction has the blockage to travel that area. So when we stretch, and stretching actually does the relaxation, and we pull the breathing into that area, this is what relaxes and fulfills with the energy and reestablishes the flow. And this is, this is the excellent remedy for a lot of things. And,
yeah,
you know,
when I work with patients, I'm always like, they're like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I'm like, breathe. You know, breathe in. So we are going to commercial in a couple minutes. Actually, why don't we just go now, because it's a good stopping point. And we have a couple commercials we're going to do. And this is so cool. I love what you guys stand for, what you're doing, what you're teaching, because our bodies are master healing machines. And we don't need pills. Yeah, you know, we just don't. You know, Irina, like you, you were on 12. I was on, I always forget, 17 different medications all at the same time, right? So we've both been down this path. We're here to educate the world, right, on what's different. So
yes,
all right.
Yes.
So got a couple commercials here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
We are back. We have Zelda Robinson, which is the host of our Monday show, says, Grand Rising, beautiful people. Very enlightening conversation. She says, thanks for sharing. Our hearts receive the love frequency of chi. Thanks. And then we have Andrew Calhoun, my husband. Yeah, you can call me not Miss Susan, but you can call me Mrs. Calhoun now. Thank you. We got married on 12-12 on the top of a mountain with a rolling stream in the back. So, yeah, just the two of us. Well, the two of us and my friend Rajai Keldani, who officiated the wedding, and the birds.
Right.
Thank you. The birds were there. They were our witnesses. So my husband says that is an easy way to get a good, effective stretch while sitting at a desk. I could not agree more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people, some people may have heard, I'm sure you guys have heard, the phrase, sitting is the new smoking. So, you know, I try to get people to consider having walking meetings. You know, take your meeting on the phone and walk, right? I mean, or, you know, stretch at your desk if you're stuck at the desk. So,
great advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. So we want to talk about mineral deficiencies and, you know, I focus a lot on mineral deficiencies. And I do that because I found that, like, when I was lacking minerals, I couldn't process my thoughts. I couldn't string everything along, right? And I first started taking iodine. Then I did a test and found out I was, you know, lacking selenium, magnesium. By the way, for those people who are listening, if you're constipated.
Big issue, yes.
It is a big issue. I've told the story several times about my mom, you know, before she passed. They had to take her to the hospital and they had to remove it manually. First of all, you don't want to have to go down that route. And secondly, it's so easy. I take magnesium regularly, but let's say, I remember the first time I called a friend of mine who's, you know, in the space, and I said, you know, like, how much, I'm constipated. I said, how much magnesium do I need to take? He goes, well, don't take more than two capsules, whatever it was, you know, that I had in terms of the milligrams. He says, but don't leave the house. He said, you need to be near a bathroom. So, because you'll, you know, it's like milk of magnesia for those people who know of that product without the crap. It just makes you crap. Sorry.
Yeah.
So
well,
you know,
that's what happens, yeah?
Yeah. And so, tell me why you went down the path. You went down the path of creating a mineral dense product, and what was, I mean, because I know who you guys are, right? I mean, you create things that you need because you, you know, you see what's going on with your own body. You're like, okay, well, this will work, right? And then you create it, you manifest. That's why you have all the amazing food at Purple Sprout. And actually, while we're in, on that, before I even let you answer, I want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you. So, you know, share a little bit while I put your contact information in here about where you're located, what you're offering, because it's amazing. I don't know who wants to go first, so.
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay, so we are now located in Buffalo Grove, 364 Lexington Drive. But with, you know, with the COVID madness and everything, we changed our model, business model. So it's all online now. We still have a physical location where you can pick up certain things, but it's mostly online where you can place your order. And what we do, we have a lot of different offerings. We offer meal subscription services where you sign up for, you pick your own category of meals. The standard plant-based that has a lot of whole grains and legumes and loads of vegetables. Or weight control meal plan that's geared specifically towards helping you release excess weight. To vegan keto and detox raw. So those are the four different meal plans. And then you pick your the number of meals that works for you for every week. And then you get those meals on a weekly basis, and you can stop anytime. We also continue making our healthy desserts. And we have a whole lot of...
Your desserts are amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be adding our executive producer to the show. And I believe Naima is also vegan. She'll have to tell me that when she gets on board. Hold on. Hello.
And Rising, how are you? And here good morning to our guests. Greetings. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
So, Naima, just you're vegan or yes, right, or no?
Well, I've been vegetarian for, I guess it's been, what, at least the last 7 years, I think. At least the last 7 years. And because I still eat eggs, I guess that doesn't make me vegan. So I think vegan is no animal products at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't drink dairy milk. I only drink, almond milk and that kind of thing. But it's interesting that you speak of getting the right minerals. And I think it's critical that those who are either vegan or vegetarian, non-meat eating, that they know the minerals that you need to have and the proteins that you need to have. Because when I started out, I knew nothing. I just thought, well, you eat lettuce all the time, and that's what you do. So, you know, I mean, lettuce and celery, but I'm really becoming, you know, I was becoming deficient. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, who had been vegetarian for a while, and she started eating, you know, fish and so forth, to just make sure that she was getting the right dietary supplements. But even now, I'm being told by a lot of my friends that are nutritionists that I need to make sure I have the right minerals because they affect your brain health. Now, Jody, you mentioned something about minerals. My business partner, you know, John Alexander, who works with me on video, was talking slower. I'd be doing these television newscasts And my words were coming out very slow because my brain was operating slower because I didn't have the right minerals. I needed more iron, and the iron deficiency was having a mental impact where my brain was processing the results. So these are signs that you might be missing minerals. And, you know, when I said that, I'm like, what? You know, and then I played back the video. I said, oh, wow. Talking like somebody's about to have a stroke, you know, which is scary. But it really has to do with your brain firing, you know, fast enough. And when you can't, it almost is like a person whose brain is interrupted by a stroke. So those minerals are very critical. And so people need to really know what your body needs. And I'm grateful that you all are speaking about food as medicine. Maybe you can give us some specific foods that offer some specific minerals that are essential to the body and especially the brain health.
Of course. Yeah. So what happens is that, fruit and vegetables, of course, they are supposed to be the main sources of minerals, right? Raw fruit and vegetables. And we'll talk about, you know, cooked vegetables later. But nowadays, the soil across the globe pretty much is depleted. It's depleted. It's stripped off its minerals and that it needs in order to nurture the things that.
Well, and you want to share why the minerals are depleted,
yes,
or should I?
Absolutely. First of all, it's the aggressive agricultural methods such as tilling, commercial tilling that depletes the soil. And then, of course, it's the use of chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, and GMO crops.
So let me add to that, because a yes, ma'am. Yes. Everything you said, and one of the specific ones that I'm aware of is glyphosate, because glyphosate was used originally to pull the minerals out of pipes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it's doing to our food supply and to your body?
Yeah, so
that's
what
makes your product so important.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is that now the fruit and vegetables that grow and other crops that grow in these mineral and vitamin deficient plants, we're not getting everything we need. And the only way for our bodies is to get minerals is from outside, because our bodies, unless you are very, you know, advanced, and we're not going to talk about breatharians and things like that. So for regular people like us, we do not produce minerals.
No.
So we need to get them from the outside. That's why majority of the population is mineral and vitamin deficient. And I'm sure that Dr. Nature will hop on this and continue my train of thought. Is that when people do a blood work test and it shows normal levels of all the minerals, it is not necessarily accurate, and most of the time it's not accurate.
Why is it not accurate? Because I'd love for people to hear this.
Yes,
I know, but go ahead.
Well, blood circulation is basically like a river of everything in our body. It's not only the nutrients that are on the way to build the tissue, it is the waste products that are on the way out to get eliminated, right? And there's a lot of minerals, so we call them minerals, that are actually not utilized by our body. But they're on the way out, and this is what, you know, blood test, the amount of, you know, like the common amount of minerals inside the blood circulation, without really separating those that are the good ones and the ones that are on the way out. And this is how they, show these indicators of the blood minerals. But the real situation is within the tissue. This is where we can actually find out whether the content of minerals is adequate by analyzing the tissue, which is called histology, histological analysis, not the blood work. And, you know, the analysis of the nails and the hair. This is where we can really see the actual picture whether we're deficient in minerals or not. And in most cases, we are deficient in minerals. even though the blood work shows, you know, the presence of those minerals. And those minerals are just on the way out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's
and then if I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I want to finish that thought. Go ahead.
Right. And about the soils, how tilling affects it. And actually, the modern agricultural methods actually are killing the soil, making it dry, depleted, and, you know, turn it over. It's not only adding, you know, pesticides and glyphosates, of course, which actually poison the crops. And, you know, especially it is glyphosate is preserved in lectins, you know. And this is why gluten problem is such a huge one. It's not only gluten itself that is harmful so much, but the glyphosate that's one of the, you know, which is a pollutant in the flour, in the wheat flour, basically. This is why gluten is so allergenic now. But yes, just making the soil dry by flipping it over, because the soil can preserve best when it's uncovered. And these are the new agricultural methods that are on and little by little and will become the mainstream of agriculture, which preserves the soil without having to disturb it much. But when the soil is overturned, this is what actually depletes it. It kills all the bacteria that produces the specific agent and enzymes that actually turn the minerals inside the soil into the ionic form. This is what the bacteria does. And this is a beautiful thing too, because this is how nature works. You know, if we look at nature, nature has all forces at work, and it's in a beautiful one whole synergetic environment system. It's a beautiful thing to observe how nature works, really. So those bacteria that's present in the soil that actually produces the specific acids, you know, the more bacteria there is, the more acid is present. And those acids are called humic acids. They are the acids that are supposed to work on compost to break down and make the minerals that are inorganic form. And we'll talk about that later because we're talking about minerals. Yes.
Are humic acids like enzymes in a way?
They are enzymes. So we talk about the humic acids. You know, they are not the ones that are, they are excretions or secretions of the in their precursor state. There's secretion of bacteria that actually turns the inorganic minerals that are present in soil, because soil is the inorganic matter, right? And then it needs to be turned into the organic matter in order to be processed by the root system of the plants. And this is what the humic acids do. They actually soften down the minerals. They prepare them for the absorption. It's more like, you know, it's like our microbiotic works inside our intestine, producing specific enzymes and acids. And those, what it's like the similar, what happens in the soil, the bacteria is working on the remainders of the animals and crops and plants in order to turn them back into the organic matter for the absorption by the root system of the plants. And this is why humic acids and fulvic acids specifically are good for, but they're very radical. They're very rough. Those acids, even though they're good ones, they're not really the ones that are bringing the minerals. What they do, and this is like a beautiful thing too, these humic acids and fulvic acids, they soften down the inorganic salt deposits inside our body, because our body accumulates all the salt deposits, you know, as it goes through life, because of the quality of the food, quality of the minerals that we consume, and all the minerals that are supposed to get eliminated from the body, all the minerals that are actually being utilized by our body in order to neutralize the acidity, because the acidic food actually bring up the acidity high, and the acidity needs to be neutralized, because our body cannot function when it's acidic, because the acidity,
right,
the
so
blood
it needs to be in an alkaline state. And
right.
So to help people understand the difference between having like alkaline versus acidic state.
Right.
Like, I mean, you know, even through your water supply, right?
So, and what the body does in order to neutralize that acidity, it extracts the minerals out of anything it can.
Holy
and if the
cow.
Minerals are deficient, it will start pulling the calcium out of the bone in order to neutralize that acidity. It will do anything to
neutralize the acidity. I want people to hear this again. So to neutralize the acidity, our bodies will pull the nutrients out of our, like the calcium out of our bones?
Yes, yes. If the person goes mineral deficient, or on the other hand, is consuming minerals that are not organic or the too tough in order to react even with the acidity, right? And this calcium that people consume, which is inorganic, which is out of the cooked food, for example, out of the cooked vegetables, out of the cooked greens, because the oxalic acid, we know about oxalic acid, bad effects on our body. This is the inorganic calcium that will not
inorganic form of calcium,
which will not neutralize the acidity. It's because it's too harsh. It's too tough. And so the body will want to neutralize the acidity quickly, and it will do what it can do best.
So it's pulling from other body parts. So I think the important message here that people need to understand, you have to think about when you sprain an ankle or break a leg or whatever, you will compensate with the other leg or the other torn rotator cuff. So you know that you're doing that if you hurt a body part. But what you don't know, which is what Dr. Nature's telling you right now, is that your body's compensating all the time. And so if you're fueling it with things that have glyphosate in it, which is an acidic state, it's going to pull from the other body parts, your bones, okay, to make sure it has the level of calcium that it needs to function at its best potential. The problem is that when you are, going about your day and you decide, well, I'll just have one bottled water or one beer or one Coke or one, this takes at least in my body, at least 10 days recovery. At least 10 days. So you can't run that off. You can't walk that off. Your body has to go through an innate immune system, an innate healing machine. So it's going to do what it needs to survive until it can't. And so what I'm going to tell you is that your body is working behind the scenes to keep it going. You are asymptomatic, which means you don't have any symptoms. And then one day your kidney fails when you've lost 70% function. Or worse, because you're not getting symptoms, you have a heart attack because you lost 100% function of your heart, which is typically how that shows up. So it doesn't make sense to cheat because you're only cheating yourself.
That was wonderful, Judy.
Is a great statement. Mm-hmm. Wonderful observation. Mm-hmm. Exactly, this is how it happens. And we cannot accuse anybody other than ourselves for not knowing. But it's a deep question. Yes, but this is how it is.
Wow. Something else that I found fascinating. Last year, we did a farming program. And an urban farming program in which we actually studied the native plants that grow in the soil, which are, because of people's lack of knowledge, called weeds. We discovered, of course, that the earth has the same system of self-repair that all living beings do. And so a lot of the plants that grow naturally are growing in order for the earth to replenish the nutrients that have been taken away as a result of pesticides. And also, we love these beautiful lawns that we grow, these nice blades of grass, but they deplete the soil of nitrogen.
Yes.
So the soil tries to compensate by growing the plants that will replenish that nitrogen, such as red clover, white clover, plants that are going to basically replenish that lost nitrogen. But what we do, we kill them because we say, oh, those are weeds, that's not grass, it shouldn't be there. When in fact, Mother Earth is trying to give herself back those nutrients that we've taken away with our planting methods. And then, you know, common nettle, that's another plant. All these things that most urban people don't even recognize what they are, because, you know, all we know is what grass looks like. So we get our weed killer, and we kill the very plants that are growing to replenish the soil of its lost nutrients. So we really need to teach people, and this is one of the things we started with that urban farming program, is don't kill anything. Observe what the earth is giving you for absolutely free. What plants are growing without you doing anything, because those are the plants that the soil needs to replenish itself. And many of these plants are medicinal and can help human beings. We perish for lack of knowledge.
Well, yes. Right. And so what people need to understand, and if we have to say this 100 times on the show, I'll do it. Weed killers are people killers.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Anything that kills
people killers.
Well,
yes.
We think weed, it's you know, it's not our enemy. It's a form of life. It's a form
yes.
of life. So anything living, and you know, something kills living cell will kill any living cell.
Mm-hmm.
For that matter. So.
Oh, something just came to mind, and I have to share this story.
Mm-hmm.
So one day when I was in the corporate world and I was looking for a great place to have our summer picnic, corporate summer picnic, right? So I arrived at the day camp and the grounds are beautiful and there is a beautiful pool and I see a dead frog in the pool, belly up.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, what is that? And the groundskeeper tells me, oh, that's because of chlorine, but, you know, it does nothing. It doesn't damage people. Just
right.
Well, the frog is
what's
dead. That should tell you something.
Yeah. So let's talk about chlorine for a moment.
People.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about chlorine for a moment because I'm living out of a hotel right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for our home. And thank God Andrew and I have the wherewithal to know better, to bring our water filter here, our shower filter here,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. But it's not like we have our whole house water filtration system right now. two things. One, my hands were getting so dry because I'm not necessarily washing the dishes in my filtered water,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm thinking twice about it, just telling you.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Right? And that chlorine is so strong. When we run the dishwasher, we couldn't even drink water out of the glasses because the imprint of that chlorine was all over the glasses. So now we rinse them out in the filtered water before we even drink. Why do I do that? Not because it smells. Well, I mean, that's a reason. But guys, your bronchial health, your lung health is really... Yeah, I mean, chlorine kills your lung health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this. And the frog is upside down, dead.
Wow.
So here's what you want to know. When something around you is dying, you're next.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The effect may not be as immediate as with insects or little animals, but it's certainly happening. Yes, it's a slow decline, slow death. Yes.
Well, and I want to say this. So I think, Irina, you've heard me refer to myself as the canary in the coal mine, right? So
mm-hmm.
I have, and I'm sure you've probably referred to yourself that way too, because there's no way that your body would have reacted that way unless you were the canary in the coal mine, which means people like you and I, who are so empathic and intuitive, our bodies feel things faster than other humans, right? Who maybe not be as empathic. So what may show up for, you know, Jackie Smith down the street in a month shows up in a minute for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, Irina. It may not show up for a while in humans, but it doesn't mean it's not chipping away. So we, our bodies get these signals, like our car, you know, like the engine light in the car, our bodies get these signals. However, let's say you're not recognizing the signal in your body. Wake up and look around you. What's dying? Mm-hmm. If there's bees and birds and fish dying around you, you better start asking why.
Pesticides or homicides.
Yeah,
and this is the key phrase that you just said. Wake up and look around. Mm-hmm. Not just go with other people's words who are telling you what is good or not, who are telling you weeds are enemies. No, weeds are not enemies.
Talk about dandelions. Would you please talk
somebody
to nature?
Telling it's okay, the frog is dead, it's okay. And then people go with those words, wake up, have your own mind. You know, don't go with what people tell you. They tell you that, you know, this path is like, you know, path to hell is safe. Go. And then people go. You know, it's like people just don't live in by their own minds anymore, much
well,
anymore.
Sometimes death is, you know, very enjoyable for us, full of pleasures.
Will you guys share about dandelions, please?
Dandelions?
Dandelions, what would you like us to say about dandelions?
I'm drinking dandelion coffee. Why would I be dandelion coffee?
Oh, coffee, yes.
No,
coffee.
Dandelion coffee, made from dandelions.
Yes, yes, understand. So coffee is a big topic. And then, you know, the alternatives of coffee, thankfully, they exist. It's a real lifesaver, and they're so medicinal as well, like the dandelion coffee and the chicory coffee and Maya nut coffee. All those things, yes.
Well, if we talk about coffee just in general, you know, always like look at the top point. What do people drink coffee for? Energy or their habit, you know, it's habitual. For some people, it can be all right. For some people, it's really dangerous. But overall, coffee is dangerous because it's too roasted. It's roasted and there's like alkaloids and there's some carcinogenic compounds in it.
Right.
That are very, very, like, really bad. Really bad. Like, the worst ones of all.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, you know what coffee does? It's an empty stimulation of the energy channels without having the energy itself flowing through the channels.
Wow.
Imagine the hose with water. You know, when the hose is being like pushed and being, you know, compressed without water running through it. You know, it's basically this is what happens. People stimulate their energy channels and then they feel the crash because there's no real energy flowing through the channel. And of course they will feel the crash after that. And that actually worsens, you know, by the day when they finally find themselves in a situation where they just really either dependent on it to the point they are having their health issues, you know, or sooner or later they will have to recover and realize the you know, the bad effects of it.
Mm-hmm.
But having suffered through you know, real the challenges of their health, basically,
mm-hmm.
that's what coffee does.
Yes, and
yes.
Dandelion, on the other hand, it's a weed, right? It's considered to be a weed.
Well, that's why I wanted you to talk because it's considered a weed, but it's so amazing for your liver health.
Yes, absolutely. So it's bitter. So dandelions are bitter. What that does, it's one of the best for cleansing and detox.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people do not like bitter taste, but this is what cleanses our body. So the sweet taste, for example, it nourishes our body. The fruit, which is, you know, the best food for us human beings, they nourish us. And bitter things, such as bitter grasses, bitter herbs, they help with the cleanse. So for those... again, just came to a thought came to my mind. For those who want to release excess weight, unwanted weight, eat a lot of bitter things, so it will help.
Good.
Well,
so
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just in general, when we look at physiology, we need to understand that our physiology is based on two main like global physiological processes. One is the nourishing, and the other is detoxing, elimination, and assimilation. This is what metabolism is about. This is what nourishment is about. So assimilation is when we're nourishing, and we need to understand how what the nourishment and the quality of the nourishment should be, that and the time of the nourishment that we need to provide to. And then the cleansing, elimination, and how we support the naturally occurring process of elimination, what we need to do, what we need to understand about elimination. Elimination is not only emptying the bowels, but really is the cell cleanse, the cell detox going a very, you know, like high level into the cell level, how the DNA repairs, how the cell pushes out toxins into the interstitial space, and, you know, how the toxins get into the bloodstream, how they're eliminated, how they travel through the liver, kidney conglomerate, and, you know, liver and the intestinal system. So basically, what therapies are, therapies, when they're utilized, when they're applied, they're actually applied for one purpose, is the cleansing. Even Western medicine, where they apply their therapies even without knowing it too further much, the body responds to it or takes it as the cleansing attempt, as, you know, something that is introduced into the body in order to cause, to trigger the cleansing effect, the rejection of that, which actually stimulates the immune system in order to push the alien substances out of the body, you know, the allergens. And this is what causes the evacuation, elimination. This is what the detox is about, really. So in the Oriental medicine, this is the main principle of therapies, is the cleanse. We apply cleanse naturally, understanding the natural cycles. And then the other phase is the nourishing phase. And when we're nourishing, we really need to understand how and the quality of the nourishment. So,
well, let's
yeah.
talk about nourishment and minerals when we come back from commercial. Let me just do that. Somehow we keep on getting distracted because there's so much to talk about. Let me just do that.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, with Bia. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more. With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity and acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. Our office is yours.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On Quick Click, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the Quick Click marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Link is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Link rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Okay, we are back. I got a little snack there. My Ezekiel bread. So before we get started, there's a couple of announcements I just want to make. We are looking for guests on the show that want to talk about what they're doing today and continue to do in a global push for peace. International Peace Day, I believe, is September 21st or 22nd, Naima. Remember? Well, it's one of those days, right? The 21st or 22nd of September.
Yeah, I believe it's the 21st. Let me just double check.
And so we're looking for people who want to be guests on the show that want to talk about what they're doing for a global push for peace. Peace is so important. And, you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about, Irina, how your body was in a constant state of fight or flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not a peaceful state. And so when we have to worry about all these different things, that's just not a good place to be. So we're trying to get people to really be cognizant about the peace or non-peace that they bring to the world and to their lives, and have everybody really do a global push for peace, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I may have a few leads for you, so I will send you a list.
Thank you. Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you so very much.
It is the 21st, the International Day of Peace.
That
which
makes
is
sense
September 21st, 2022, which is a Wednesday, I
believe. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome.
And so, you know, when you think of things such as non-killing, part of what makes things peaceful is unity consciousness, where we realize everything in the ecosystem has a place. And as you said, if you're killing one thing, you're killing everything. So if you see things dying, you're next. So even people who are organically growing food or doing something to get rid of the toxins in the air and the water and the soil, that's all part of the peace efforts. If we're going to make it possible for people to live healthy, then we have to provide a means for them to have access to drinkable water and healthy food. And so the things that we're doing that are violent to the earth, that's inhibiting the peace. So all of it is a part of the push for peace, which is us learning how to live as one harmonious ecosystem. And humanity is really the ones that are disrupting the peace. So we have to restore the peace by learning how to live in harmony with all the other living beings. And that's every being on the planet, because everybody is here interacting and enhancing the life of everything else. So we have to, we the human family, we have to see it so we stop killing everything.
Right. So if there's a bug in your house, if you do what I used to do, which is I would squash it, right?
Mm.
I'll admit it. I did it all the time. That's what I was taught. That's what I learned. There's bugs, squash it. Today, depending on which bug it is, I either pick it up and put it outside, or I get a cup and I get a piece of paper and I slide.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I do. Yeah,
right? And you
that's
bring
what
it
we
back
do.
Because we need them for our ecosystem. I may not know exactly why we need a stink bug, but
they
God felt we needed him on the earth, please.
has a purpose, even if we don't know what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the nature created it, it's needed.
Yeah. And so I also want to just point out what Andrew had said. This is kind of going back a little about an almost 45 minutes ago. He said, relative to Dr. Nature, he goes, yeah, do your own research in places other than mainstream media, right? Because if you're constantly going to mainstream media, who's funding that?
That's the key. It's all a monetary system. So you say things that are in support of your sponsors, and we know that the pharmaceutical industry is a major sponsor of mainstream media. That's why we have commercials pushing pills every few minutes. So if we know that, then we realize there is a financial agenda behind what they say and the positions they take. Thank God for the internet, because the knowledge is all over. If you just seek it, if you just ask, it will be shown to you. But you have to look for people who don't have financial ties to businesses that are really in the business of keeping you sick. So you have to keep paying them to mask the symptoms of your illness, because they're not healing you. All they're doing is masking the symptoms of your illness. But if you want healing, you really do. Like Andrew's saying, you got to go to the alternative information sources that really are working for your benefit.
Right. And some of those are like LifeSite News, Rumble, you know, Dr. Mercola, Dr. Josh Ack, John F. Kennedy, or not John F., Robert F. Kennedy. Is it Robert or Robert?
Robert.
Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy. He wrote an amazing book we're reading.
You
want to check out his new book.
That'll
be you up plenty.
And I have to add that once you make, you know, the smallest exploration into something other than the mainstream media, the information starts finding you. It's an overflow.
Yeah, it's an overflow of information at this point. And I don't know, guys. It's just, to me, and I'm not going to use the B word, right? But I'm just going to say, you know, people have to start thinking about this. Why would any of us fight so hard for the lives of others at the risk of alienating our entire family or our friends? You know, why would we risk saying something that's not true if it wasn't true? I mean, like, because we're the ones who lose, right? Because, like, family members go, you're crazy, conspiracy, blah, 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 and then they don't talk to you. But we're not making a profit on what we're telling you.
Yeah.
So follow the money of the information that you get on a day-to-day basis, you know, and then consider what each resource is risking to tell you what they have to say. What's their skin in the game? What's their risk? Like, all of that. When you start thinking about, did Jody or Naima or Irina or Dr. Nature wake up just to piss you off, right? No.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Every family is going through this, where the person who has access to the non-mainstream information that is actually accurate is trying to tell the other people who've already been conditioned and brainwashed in fear so that they can't even listen. They're too afraid to even listen. So like you say, you're risking your reputation of being a sane person. You're risking the anger of your family, your friends, your coworkers, trying to bring truth so that they can make decisions that are in their best health interest, but they've been conditioned by fear, so they can't even listen. And I mean, I watched it happen. I saw it happening. All of the politicians every day were giving daily death reports, every day. And so you get to the point where you're hysterically fearful, and not listening to Mother Nature, who's got all of these plants that can help your body's natural immune system, all of these things that you learn about, breathing, cleansing your respiratory system. People are not listening to any of that because they've been conditioned to be hysterical in believing that something's going to kill them, not knowing that there's already a natural system in place to keep them healthy. So what I tell people is that, look, the creator of the universe isn't going to steer you wrong. Just pray and believe in the intuition that comes to you. And, you know, people who have said that too, they said, yeah, but see, but that's one thing, but that's just religion, but the science. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm telling you, the source of all life will tell you if you just ask. And they're free to do that. It's amazing. But you have to overcome the fear and listen to, and you'll be drawn to the right information. And you'll learn how to create the natural immunity that exists for you if you just reach out and share.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is exactly how it is, and we have all the information available. But people who are just opposing this are doing so by their, so say, evolution. You know, if they're not supposed to hear something else, they will not hear that. And no matter how much you're trying to get through to them, they will just be dependent of whatever beliefs they have. But this is normal. As long as you are opening to that, see, this enlightenment doesn't come to the entire society at once. No, the enlightenment, yeah, we go, as a society, we go together for bad things as society, but the enlightenment, we're getting enlightenment individually.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not
like,
sure why.
Right.
I'm well, not because, sure why we have to piecemeal that, but okay. I mean, I know you're right. I'm just saying I don't know why we have to piecemeal it.
And this is according to everybody's individual evolution to be able to hear the truth. It's like, you know, the one who has the ears will hear that. And this is why with this information that is available, you just need to tap into. You know, people are still opposing. That means they don't, you know, they're not there yet to, in order to hear what it, you know, what it is outside of their beliefs or their, you know, preconditioned state of fear and so on, right? And but the more we are going into this times, the more people we see that are awakening to this knowledge and acquiring the, you know, natural ways of living, which is a beautiful thing. Those people who do not wake up, you know, they're destined on for other things that, you know, also come to them. And whether how sad it is, whether, you know, we see it as a sadness or not, this is how the universe works, and we just need to accept that and be joyful at the same time. I mean, as long as, you know, knowledge is available, this, you know, we cannot do much anymore. We just need to present the knowledge, and whoever, you know, feels you know, connected to it will open up. And in the light of this new age, where we become more conscious and mindful of things around us, about our body, about our health, about the health of the planet, about everything, we become more conscious. And, you know, our mind, while becoming more conscious, requires the body that can accommodate that higher expression of consciousness too. The lower expression of consciousness required that body that was functional for that period. But now with the restructurization of the mental realm, the body needs to restructurize too. And this is why we're seeing, you know, people who become more conscious, you know, become more mindful eaters. You know, they go on different nutrition, and then they do cleanses, and then they actually recompose their body, basically, in order to accommodate that higher vibration of their mind. And this is natural process too. And this is what we're expert in. We are actually experts in detox because we know how to do it naturally. Nature is the best source, of course, and we respect nature's energies. In fact, we do not operate outside of nature's energies, not even a single bit, not even the slightest hair. we're all fully natural. I would even say that we're the most natural establishment that at least I know.
Actually, I would agree with that. I mean, I go to some really great restaurants and so forth. And actually out here in Georgia, wow, I'm just going to tell you, I've been floored. I found my first organic Thai food place.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was floored. But I would love for you to spend a little bit of time explaining, and I've been asked to get my bird to come up. You have a great video. Okay, yeah, we can play it. But before we play the video, would you explain why you created Bladder Rack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what it does, and then I'm going to go downstairs and get my parrot, Fagala. Fagala is a magical creature, and she's been sending me messages that she has something she needs to share on the show. So I'm going to step away for a minute. You guys explain this. Naima, feel free to ask those questions like you do, and I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you. I love her bird, you know. you feel this bird's energy like, you know, I'm the one that's the most intelligent here. You know, you need to just listen to me.
Absolutely.
And she'll be like, you know, talking as we're speaking. You know, it's so funny. I just love the way her bird participates in the conversation. Because, you know, all living beings are connected telepathically. It's only the human beings that are disconnected. We're like people in a room where everybody's got a cell phone texting each other, and we're the one that's not looking at the text. So when everybody gets up and leaves, we don't know what happened because they were communicating and we weren't paying attention. That's how humanity is with all the other beings on the planet. We're the only ones that are not tuned into the
community. Yes, very disconnected. Yes,
very disconnected.
Looking forward to meeting the parrot.
Oh, she's a personality for sure, you know. But I enjoy the fact that we're growing. As you mentioned, people evolve at different levels, and we are growing to that point where some people are ready to comprehend unity consciousness, where we realize that everything is connected, and so we have to live in harmony, and anything that's death producing is not in our best interest. Mm-hmm. And it's so challenging when you have industries that are designed for profit making. You've got the insurance companies, and they will finance only the pharmaceutical products. So therefore, if you want to have your healing work paid for, you are forced to use those methods because, and I have a lot of holistic healing doctors and so forth, and the insurance company won't pay you for their services. I think my chiropractors, some of them have difficulty, you know, getting insurance coverage. That's a fight that they have. So, you know, how do we, or can we, begin to change the policies of the countries where we live, the cities where we live, so that the holistic way of life is more supported by things like insurance. Is that possible?
It is possible, but it's like a long-term goal. Little by little, the humanity will drift into this. You know, we're at the base of where we need the, you know, with this turmoil of times, you know, this new era is being born. The new era of consciousness, of, you know, mindfulness and consciousness. And we'll be drifting into this stage where we'll have this need of reorganizing the, you know, social structures, you know, like entire institutions of even governmental institutions. I didn't say that.
But that's what it's going to take, really.
And it will, yes, because it will be like new agricultural methods, new nutrition. Yeah. It's going to be like entire new everything. People who are afraid of right now, you know, they're afraid because there's no stability. There's no belief. They cannot trust anybody. This is why they're so scared. But, you know, we are based on the trust. We're based on respect. We're based on understanding of Mother Earth's nature and energy. And, you know, this is actually the main force that fills us with this trust and stability and certainty in of tomorrow. You know, just knowing and actually referring yourself to it or associating yourself with it actually fills you with the confidence. And we introduce that to other people, of course. And, you know, but they're, like you said, so preconditioned by other media streams, right? That they just cannot make ends of it all. But, you know, all we can do is introduce them the information and have them choose it. But like I said, you know, as we go into this future, we'll have definitely the humankind will definitely be transforming. The transformation, the global transformation, the fundamental transformations will definitely take place. You know, there will be a different medical system, of course. You know, and yeah.
There's definitely going to be a different medical system.
Mm-hmm.
I do have your information about the King of Seaweed. So is this a good time to play that for y'all?
Yes, and we need the parrot first.
Yes.
Hello, Birdie.
Well, she hasn't shared her message yet. I think she wants me to play your video, to be honest. So we'll just...
Hi, Fagala. I did talk about you before you came on.
She says, so
we're anxiously awaiting your
Naima.
Point of view.
She says, I heard you, Aunt Naima. Yes,
I know. And I know, and I did promise that we would officially make you a co-host. So I
well, so I will say this before I click on this click on this video, but I'm just going to say, oops, wrong one. So my brother Gary, he's a photographer. He's actually the official photographer for 9/11 and the museum. He's really one of the most brilliant minds I've met when it comes to artistry and the human condition. And I hated him as a kid. So, I mean, you know, I must be really loving this guy. Yeah. Pretty brilliant. Well, anyway, has this app and he's going to teach me, but you take the picture, let's say a Fagala, and then you do a voiceover and you make her talk. It's called Talking Pet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right, I'm working on it. Okay, so that's the
Sounds like something.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun. I mean, I'm just not real good at it yet. So, okay, so here we go. Here's the video. Let me just do that.
All right.
The power of the sea, the womb of life, the origin of all species, seaweed, a gift from the ocean. Seaweed is highly nutritious. The nutrient density of seaweed is many times higher than that of land vegetables. Seaweed is a concentrated source of essential vitamins, minerals, and other organic compounds that can take your health to a whole new level. Seaweed is truly the future of nutrition. Numerous health movements around the world are promoting consumption of seaweed and its supplements. Bladderwrack seaweed, scientifically known as fucus, contains over 90 known macro and trace minerals, including iodine, potassium, iron, and magnesium. Vitamins A, group B, including B12, and it is a leader in vitamin C, winning over leafy greens and citrus. Other miraculous compounds include fucoidins that regulate cellular metabolism and possess anti-aging properties, as the cutting-edge scientific research shows. But only up to 3% of this rich content is absorbed. Seaweed is hard to digest and absorb due to the very tough fiber and cellulose that hide the nutrients. On the other hand, when it is cooked, all vitamins get destroyed, proteins denaturize, elements lose their ionic form and result in salt deposits in the body. Scientists all over the world have been searching for decades for a way to make the beneficial compounds of seaweed more bioavailable and digestible. Finally, a breakthrough process has been invented. Introducing Purple Sprout Fucus Jelly that utilizes a patented and certified process which preserves the raw natural molecular structure of bladderwrack and gently disintegrates the membranes and cellulose, making it 100% absorbable and providing our body with 100% of the nutrients bladderwrack has to offer. The Purple Sprout bladderwrack comes from the White Sea in the Arctic Ocean, one of the purest ecosystems on our planet. It is unaltered, unmodified, and sustainably wild harvested, and gently disintegrates the membranes and cellulose, making it 100% absorbable and providing our body with 100% of the nutrients bladderwrack has to offer. Try it for yourself. Start delivering the goodness of nature to your body. All that is needed in order to have the powerful and happy life you deserve. Order your gift of the ocean today.
That's fabulous.
Thank you.
I mean, like, beyond fabulous. So if you need to get more information, you know, give them a call, 224-223-7133, and website www.purplesprout.com. So now I understand what Fagla wants me to share. Can you calm down, though, for me, please? Thank you. So she wants, and this, I think this is like the second time you've asked me to do this, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She wants me to share her personal health journey. So she was, when I got her, to teach Tinkerbell, who's now sitting on top of the I got her to teach Tinkerbell how to be a bird because Tinkerbell was so traumatized, she couldn't fly. And now, you know, she was flying all over the place here. I mean, she flies well. She doesn't just fly, she flies well. And, but when I got Fagla, she was probably 7 weeks old and too early to be weaned. And the person who I bought her from, and I'll call it an adoption because that's irrelevant. But he gave me a plastic baggie of bird food, and it was meals because it's for babies. Well, it was in a Ziploc baggie, and bird food is not refrigerated, but this one was supposed to be. I also had a vaccination. Oh, you want me to talk about that? Okay. She had a vaccination for type bird psychosis or something. I forget what the vaccination was for. Well, because of that, you know, when you get a toxin in your body, which is what that was, they shed that toxin. That's chlorine, that's a vaccine. That, you know, glyphosate, it's whatever you're putting in your body that it doesn't want, it sheds it. So we had to keep her quarantined from the other bird, from Tinkerbell, for 2 weeks. Well, it didn't last but 2 days. So she is the clown of the parrot family. She got out of her cage, and she flew over to Tinkerbell's cage, and they were together. And so now I'm like, well, that's done, you know. And I thought, well, I could separate them. Could you relax, please? Hey, relax. You're biting mommy, and that hurts. Okay. So, okay, you want that? Got it. Oh, got it. Okay. Dumb mommy. So she, Got it. Thank you. So I had just watched the docuseries about 6 months earlier about the truth about cancer, and that stress will cause you more disease than anything. So because they were so stressed by not being with one another, I kept them together, knowing that she was still shedding this vaccine. So as you can see, they both live.
Now, when you say shedding, does that mean it's coming out of their feathers or, you know,
their
coming?
Their pores, their poop, their saliva.
Oh, okay.
Skin. Yeah, like that comes out of everything.
Oh, okay. Just like waste and any toxin comes out of your body through, you know, your nose, you know, whether it's you know, mm-hmm. say saliva, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever's coming out of you is.
Yeah, so you got to come out somehow.
Toxin that's in you.
Yeah, toxin has to come out of your body somehow. So she wants you to know that if you're putting a toxin, so she goes, if you're putting a toxin in your body, it's coming out somehow.
Right.
Right. Or
through all the ways that they, through all the whole, the openings in your body.
All the orifices. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's her first message. Her second message was, "Mommy gave me all the herbs to heal my body." And even though mommy didn't understand exactly how bird health works, so she did the integrative approach at that point in time. So she wants me to tell you that she did get an antibiotic and that we then worked on her gut health using chlorella, spirulina, turmeric, black pepper, echinacea, dandelion. She wants you to know, she says, please stop feeding your pets crap. Is what the word she says, stop eating your pet food.
What about processed pet food that's highly promoted on television?
Stop.
They should be eating more natural foods, like, you know, like we want people to do, eat more natural food than not processed food.
Yeah, she says, my mommy makes me birdie bread, and the birdie bread is full of minerals and full of herbs. And made without wheat. It's made with almond flour and coconut flour. And she wants people to know that it's time to take control of your health. And what else do you want me to say? She says there is one, she says there's one bird food that mommy found. It's made by Top, and it's completely organic, and it's a pellet. And she says, from time to time, I get that. She goes, and I love it, but it's actually really good for me. She goes, it is a process, but it's a healthy process.
I think it's important when people have their animal friends that and companions that live with them, that they be conscious of what is good and natural for that particular species. We keep trying to, you know, make, you know, everything eat as humans eat, and it's eating the bad food that we're eating. You know, we're stuffing ourselves with processed cereals, so we're feeding that to beings who that's not good for them, and then they start to get human diseases like arthritis and things like that that wouldn't be happening if they were living in the wild or, you know, not living among people.
Yes.
So in development, I agree with what she's saying. You know, if we're going to think holistically and healing for ourselves, we have to think holistic healing for every being, every living being, every plant, every bird, flower, cat, dog, squirrel. Everything needs to not be exposed to this toxic way of living that we, the people, have created in our ignorance, trying to kill everything because we don't understand the unity of the universe and how all systems interact. So I think that is a critical thing for us.
Love on your pets, love on the squirrels, love on the pets, love on everyone.
Yeah.
That will set you free, she said.
Yeah.
Beautiful message, yes. To add to what Naima was saying, when we were in the Smoky Mountains, so we love to travel, we love to be out in the nature, we saw
a local person. So he told us, please do not feed human food. Please do not give human food to bears. They get diabetes from it.
Ooh. So
like, yes, but that's what happens to people as well. That's why people get diabetes,
well,
not just bears.
At least showing the care to bears, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's the least. I mean.
I know. I remember I had this. Had is really, because my daughter, she's very health conscious, very ecologically conscious, and you know, I was cleaning up and I found this old package of Oreo cookies, you know, and it hadn't been opened. I thought, well, you know, it's too old for me to eat. I don't want to just throw it away because I mean it's food, so you know.
Well,
so I
is that really food? But
go ahead. For the squirrels. Yeah, well, I put the package out there for the squirrels, and I was, you know, on the way out to the car, taking my, actually, I was going to drop her off at work, and she saw the squirrels, you know, taking the cookies, and she said, did you give them those cookies? I said, well, yeah, I didn't want to just throw them away, and she said, and, oh, man, we argued about that the whole way downtown as I was driving. She said, you don't give humans food to animals, that's what makes them sick, and you're not doing them any help. They're going to end up with diabetes. She said all that. I mean, because she was just so angry that I gave this little treat to the squirrels, and you know, it made me feel so bad. But I was like, well, you know, the squirrel's happy. You know, the squirrel picked it up, kind of, you know, looking at me like, oh, thank you, you know. But of course,
I mean, I used to love Oreo cookies. I mean, I used to. There's a picture of me as a child with my two legs wrapped around the cookie jar. I was probably 3 or 4 years old. I ate the whole thing. My mom did not punish me. She said the sick stomach you'll have will be punishment enough.
Ooh, that was smart. You never did that again, did you?
Actually, I did. I did not until, like, you know, 45 years later. So.
Yeah, sometimes it takes time, like you're saying. You know, it might not happen instantly, but it does happen over time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So
we have a lot of urban animals that, since we kind of encroached on their environment and taken away their natural source of food, so then they end up eating out of our garbage because we've taken away their natural sources of food. So now, are there some ways we can begin to modify what we do as human beings to make our society more eco-friendly so that the rest of the animals can live in peace, they can have healthy food from the trees that they would normally be eating, you know, not have pesticide drenched flowers and things coming out of the soil? Is there a Can we kind of create that?
Yeah. Let me answer this question. It's a beautiful question, and all, you know, it comes back down to each and every us, to each and every individual. This is the global change. Is when we are on our each individual level can change ourselves, and this you know, change our nutrition, change our lifestyle, change the way that we process the garbage and waste, be more mindful of others, and you know, if we assume that responsibility on ourselves and just stick to that, to those principles, you know, the global thing on right around and trying to convince each and everybody to be mindful is like, you know, it's ultimately it's a waste of time. Because change starts with you, and this is the beauty of it. And I, you know, we, with our mental set, we, you know, we are still like in the previous lifestyle when we really want to make the buzz, when we, you know, unite people into societies for like, you know, to fight this or fight that. Again, fighting is not the way of the new era either, because, well, we need to be peaceful, not fighting, right? It's just the same thing with killing. Killing is not the action itself. Killing is the idea.
Ooh.
They instill the idea of killing into somebody's brain. They put that brain on the path of destruction already.
Wow.
Like when you drive,
like,
and you know, like when
like your TV set.
Right.
When for example, you drive and you see a billboard that says, you know, like the guy standing and says, mosquito will kill the mosquito. You know what they're advertising? It's not about mosquitoes. It's not about ants. You know, even if they're ants, you know, it's about the killing. What they're doing, they're you know, putting out the message. But we, and of course, we understanding that we need to avoid. We need to avoid, you know, the emotion that these messages provokes us to feel. So, you know, as long as we in control of our own emotions and be peaceful and following the principles, you know, on our own, ourselves, I mean, you know, we're meeting this goal. We are fulfilling our mission, basically. If you start being mindful, if you stop, you know, eating foods that are, you know, full of toxins, if you stop, you know, producing that toxin, you know, you are setting the example. And not much after that, people will be asking you, what are you doing? You know, and then this question is, and in fact, is the key showing that that person is ready to accept now the knowledge. And that the person that asks you, what do you, how you do it, that means, you know, this the opening door, and now you can come in. Until that point, all you can do is just set your own example and you know, trying to propaganda people or to talk them into our lifestyle will actually have a bad effect on both.
We get resentful.
So, and Mother Earth, she has already condemned herself. She sacrificed herself, you know, for human enlightenment. She said, it's okay. Let them put out garbage. I'll take it. You know, she sacrificed herself. Mm. So this is how, you know, merciful.
So we can grow and
yeah,
develop.
So that we have this, you know, the souls that arrive to live on planet Earth now have to go through this transition, have to learn a lot of things. They, of course, will hold on to their previous lifestyle, saying, oh, I won't accept this. This is not the right way. But little by little, as they see the transformation in the world, they will start joining little by little. But those who will not open their eyes, they are destined to just to perish. Well, this is normal process in, you know, on a global scale, on a universal scale. Death is not the end, just a transformation.
Yes,
you know,
it
they
is.
Will
it's
have to transform into somebody who will then have to understand further. You know, and this is, you know, the surge right now is that our bodies need to actually restructurize in order to sustain this new lifestyle. And those who can, and this is why the nature has invented this COVID. You know, we cannot, it's a bad thing, because if it's natural, we need to accept it, right? It has its own message. It has the mission. Yeah. You know, beyond our not willing to accept this and fighting for this. I'm sorry.
I think it was here to teach us about food as medicine.
Yeah. Right. Take responsibility for your body.
Right.
And do the natural things that will produce a natural immunity.
Right.
If you do unnatural things.
See, this is a little take on how it works. Other than the microbiome that we have in our intestine, we know there's like a symbiotic one that we need that actually digests the food first. We also have another entity in our body, which is called virome. Okay, it's a virome. It is the entire, like, viruses and bacteria and little parasites that live in our body and hide in our body in their places that we don't even know where they are. But now and then we have these outbreaks, you know, like a flu. This is the virome being activated on specific conditions. When we have breakouts like the skin manifestations, this is the virome activated, you know, and those viruses, they are in colonies. They're hiding in specific places where the dead tissue is inside our body. And those little cysts, neoplasms, and those little myomas and lipomas, there's a lot of those cysts inside the body where this virome is hiding. So what happens with this COVID is that the COVID, once it gets inside the body, it actually, what it does, it sends messages through the entire virome to activate. And once the entire virome is activated, the body has to deal with it now. Resources to overcome it in order to, like, to push it out, to neutralize this virus or not. This is basically what the deal is. But along with that, a lot of mucus is produced.
Depends on how clean the body is.
Yes, so it's basically nature has designed this for many people to induce the cleansing, because pain is the induced cleansing. whether the people, if we do it mindfully on a specific time, we cleanse, then we're protected. We're boosting immunity. We live great and we know the practice, right? We know health. But when a person doesn't do it, the nature itself takes over and it makes the person detox by putting them in bed, you know, sickness or inducing that cleanse. And the sickness is the, is the, is the induced detoxification, basically. So, yeah, this is a little... I would like to... I'm sorry.
I'd like to... We have 5 minutes left, and not even actually, and I'd love for you guys to share how people can get the fucus jelly. I know I want some because it looks amazing to me, and I'd like to try that out. And actually, I'd like to get it on our new site called Quick, where people can purchase it around the world. So it's in 80 different countries. So we need to talk about getting that on the platform, which won't be until next year. But next year is only a few weeks away. So,
yeah.
But that's when they're allowed. We're in the beta test right now, and that's when they will allow other products on the platform. But people need to know about this product. I feel like it's amazing. How do they get it?
So you can either call us, 224-223-7133, or there are two different places online where you can get it, purplesprout.com and kingofseaweed.com.
Kingofseaweed.com,
because fucus or bladder rack is the king of seaweed, and not only, it's also considered to be the king of all plants because of its the conglomerate of all the, it's unprecedented. It's more than any plant known to man at this
point. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I mean, and it's interesting because typically Fagala does not ask to tell her story, but we use not only, we use things like, you know, chlorella and spirulina, which I'm sure are in here because that's, you know, that is that in there, by the way, or no?
It's not part of our product. It's all bladder rack seaweed, but our family, we continue a mix of spirulina and chlorella in our green smoothies on a daily basis.
So it's just one seaweed is what you're saying. It's the bladder rack. It's just the one.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes, it's bladder rack. Spirulina and chlorella, they're different types of species of algae. They're good too. They are different in their composition. Bladder rack is different in their composition too. So bladder rack, it is the form of where the animal kingdom is separating from the plant kingdom, kind of.
Wow.
And it inherits a lot of things from the plant, from the seaweeds, like fucose, for example. Fucose is the polysaccharide, which is naturally occurring in our gut in order to feed the positive strand of the microbiome. Our body actually produces this polysaccharide, which is naturally occurring in bladder rack. Another component of bladder rack is fucoidin, and that occurs only in brown algae. There's different species too, but bladder rack has the top content.
Keep talking.
All right. And,
keep talking.
Uh-huh. So, and fucoidins are being in study right now. They, you know, this is the compounds that are, you know, going to be in the new age. They're going to be healing like lots of diseases. This is miraculous compounds. Other than that, you know, all the minerals are in ionic form, organic form, and high amount of vitamins also, and the alginates and fluorotannins that are also found that that do great things to well-being. They recuperate a lot of conditions and boost the energy greatly. So basically, this is the golden standard of functional nutrition. Our bladder rack comes in the jelly form. The jelly form is not like a powder form. It is disintegrated with molecules, well, like commercial was saying, and making all the nutrients bioavailable. It's basically pulled apart into the molecule structure. It's the molecular form. And this is a nutrient in nutrition where, you know, things will, like the real nutrients will be supplied in the molecular form. So that's basically what it is, and it actually takes care of a lot of conditions, and it's good for just, you know, mineral maintenance, just to.
And pretty much 100% of our customers, whoever got it, they come back. So
yeah.
Because
what
it was
like?
The most interesting thing.
Because I saw you feeding it to your kids and yourself, of course. What does it taste like?
So we have four different flavors. One is just the seaweed and purified water. And then we have, I'll show you real quick. So you'll see then we have detox and this way. And then gastro.
This has prune plum. Detox has ginger.
Ginger,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
And complex. This actually is the for in terms of helping with diabetes type 2 and cardiovascular diseases.
Which one is best for that?
The complex.
Complex, okay.
Yes.
And so let me ask you this. So if you don't get the one that's ginger or plum flavor, what does the regular one taste like?
So the Yoti, it tastes like seaweed. So there are people who love it, there are people who for whom it's an acquired taste. So what we recommend in that situation is take it with juice of choice or smoothie.
So I can put it in my smoothie?
Absolutely. Yes, you can. Yes. So what we do, we just take 3 tablespoons every morning on an empty stomach. And sometimes we change it with... for example, pineapple juice, sometimes we don't. So, yes, just once a day, small amounts, makes such a huge difference in your life.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean...
It does. It feels, you really can tell the difference after a little time of taking it. Even, like, from the second week, you already can tell difference.
Wow.
And, yeah, it feels incredible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also do, I put it on my face, so it... cleanses, you know.
So you use it as a face mask, is that right?
Yes, and it also, what's the word?
It's
just a great skin and beauty.
It's collagen production, a lot of benefits that it has. I mean, this is the basics of the veganism, you know, the seaweeds. This is the mothers of all plants. I mean, and considering that ocean floor has all the nutrients, all the minerals, you know, that's where this, we're drifting into the age where the seaweeds will become, at least for some significant amount of time, will become mainstream of nutrition until we are able to fix the nutritionally rich content food, you know. Until that time, seaweed is going to carry us, you know, to that side, naturally. If we're not thinking of anything else that can, you know, introduce the minerals to our body. And nothing else really can, you know. There's, like, not many other supplements. When we talk about monominerals, you know, like selenium or magnesium or calcium alone, you know, elements, they need to be in this energetic environment in order to work, you know, functional. By nature, in the system designed by nature, not by humans, where we put the, you know, polyminerals together in a specific proportion, thinking that we've created a complex. Well, we did, but it's not gonna work the same. And I think when we talk about the chemical structure of the minerals, we need to recognize the organic and inorganic ones, because, you know, us humans being like organic bodies, we only can function on the level of organic biochemistry. The inorganic chemistry will actually pollute our system. And this is what happens when we are in, you know, when we take inorganic minerals, which are carbonates, phosphates, you know, those inorganic bonds of minerals.
Ooh.
Actually what happens for them. And this is the leading cause of the diseases right now, cardiovascular diseases. Why they happen? They happen because of the calcification of the blood vessels, right? Inside of the heart. Why inside the heart? Number one, because inside the heart, the emotions are born inside the heart, right? The emotions, the heart is the brain for the emotions. The emotions are born here. Now we're under stress. The stress bears negative emotion. Negative emotion is the oxygen, it's like the free radical. Free radical damages the lining of the blood vessels right inside the heart. Once it's damaged, the crack appears, the crack inside the blood vessels, inside the heart, where the emotion was born. What happens then? The inorganic mineral, which is the calcium that flows in the blood, being inorganic, not actually reacting to build the tissue, but just flows there because we've eaten it, and it needs to eliminate actually. But it catches on that crack, and it pulls other mineral like inorganic calcium, and then it starts building the plug. And then what body does, it actually produces cholesterol to patch this over, to patch it, to make it smooth, to make it not catch much anymore. But, you know, in this attempt, the block is starting to build and build, and, you know, because that person continues eating that inorganic calcium. And this is what happens. And the calcification inside the blood vessels is dramatic. It's like, you know, if you were to see a surgery, cardiac surgery, you'd be amazed. I mean, you'd be astounded how, like, calcifications in the blood vessels, they look like, you know, the drywall inside. It's like the drywall entire blood vessels, like,
well, yeah, or if you look at your ear duct, if anybody's ever had their ear duct cleaned.
That's right.
Wow.
That happens not only in the gross channels, I mean, gross vessels. Imagine that calcification happens in a very subtle blood vessel. What happens is that, like, our capillaries, they're also calcified, and this is why they lose their dynamic and flexibility. This is why the blood pressure goes up on the periphery, because the heart will have to pump in order to saturate our tissues with the same amount of oxygen anyway. The heart has the task to fulfill, right? And if on the periphery, the tissues and blood vessels are calcified, they cannot do this blood, the gas exchange much anymore, right? That the same quality, and this is why the heart needs to raise the blood pressure in order to push the oxygen farther. And this, what happens now? This is a huge problem with inorganic calcium that nobody really talks about. This is the reason of these cardiovascular diseases, you know, and this is the pollution, in fact. And, yeah, we need to really take care of it.
And
otherwise,
who gains are
there? You can always reach us on our website at www.naimalatif.com,
www.naimalatif.com.
It's your
own
calcification. Listen to the radio show.
Especially when you consider oxalic acid.
And be sure to get your copy of the book.
For minerals to be absorbed, there's got to be acid present in the
same.
This is why Cupid has the highest content of vitamin C, because it's acid, right? And because Cupid has most of the minerals. It's just like greens. You know, greens have vitamin C. Why? Because they have a lot of minerals. And for the minerals absorption, there's got to be some type of acid. And once we talk about food, we can, for example, right? But that's a little different.
Korea.
This is a little different. Even though it works on a human body, but in the long run,
Germany.
It may damage you.
Okay.
So Poland. Vitamin C, this Jones, is what we need. This is the...
France.
Wow.
So Spain.
That's what happens.
Italy.
Wow.
Grazie.
The education.
Egypt.
Yes.
Sugar.
It's so enlightening.
Ghana.
And I'm so grateful
Medassi.
That involved in on the show.
Eshe. South Africa.
You know, people
Kenya.
Want more information. Oh,
Kenya.
I have a lady call.
Get it.
For
Kenya.
People who want to have
Asante.
More information, please reach out
Israel.
To Purple Proud. Can you give the
Pakistan.
Phone number again, Irina?
Shukriya.
424-223-7133.
Saudi Arabia.
And their website.
Shukran.
PurpleSwallow.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. If you're in the Chicago area, they deliver meals.
And may peace
you know,
be upon
you really
and
the
mercy
of
God.
If you have a health concern,
yes,
thank you, have the food delivered to your home. So, well, thank you very much for being here. And,
thank you so much for being here. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you
yes. Thank
us.
You for what you do.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Hope to see you again.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We'll have you here.
All right.
And also...